you know, it's normally the mantra that it's not all about price. But price is always a key factor. And they don't like taxes. You know, because, I mean, you know this, outsourcing decision makers are a pretty amoral lot. You know, I'll always remember my first NASCOM when we had standing room only for the Egyptian country session.
Yeah.
And an Indian chap stood up and said, "What about trade unions?" And I thought, "Oh my God, here we're going to go. We're going to be told that we don't have any power, and oh, it's going to be terrible. And they're all going to say it's a humanitarian disaster." Well, I mean, did stand up and say, "Well, basically, they don't cause any problem whatsoever because they're disorganised, etc." And I was sitting there with my stomach churning in the back. Are they standing ovation?
So yeah, so your expectation is that there might be a human rights question, but actually the advisors just want to know that the business is going to run effectively.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, when Egypt has run a pretty successful campaign over the past few years, but do you think that they've increased interest because they've spent money on marketing? I mean, how much is it marketing and how much is a proper underlying infrastructural change by the government?
It's huge. It is that. McKinsey designed it, and I hate to give McKinsey credit wherever, because they really bug me. I just find them really boring. But they've done a really good job. You know where they... The key thing they did was to tax the telcos and then take the money that they got from the telcos from the mobile application. And that really is the key thing. Plus now, because of the revolution, they've done what Mexico and the Philippines have done, you know, they've ring-fenced the Smart Village, Mardi Park, in Cairo, Alex, etc. The curfews no longer apply to outsourcing workers. They're protected by the army, you know, as a privileged workforce. You know, it didn't shut down.
Yeah.
I mean, there were big problems. The fact that 50 tanks were blocking the blooming motorway and weren't letting the buses go through to take the workers in, that didn't help. But now there's going to be a special... if there is another state of emergency... a special lane on the motorway that just allows them to go straight through, so it'll just be life as normal for the guys who work there.
Yeah.
And you know, fundamentally, you know, they've nailed the pricing because they've modelled the pricing on the Philippines, etc., etc., etc. It is an infrastructural improvement.
So much more so than just getting the message out there, then.
But it's a combination of the two. I think without H&K's efforts, Egypt still wouldn't be on the map. You know, prior to the revolution, when H&K raised it number 4.
Yeah, it was in the top 5.
Places to do business, something like that.
Yeah.
Quickly backtrack, but But fundamentally, that's still the situation. I would question whether it's 4. If I'm honest, I'd say it's probably number 5. But, you know, it's there because of the multilingualism and so on.